This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A woman killed in Monday's shootings in Denver and Lakewood has been identified as artist, indigenous leader, and entrepreneur Alicia Cardenas. Her father, Alfredo, spoke about her today outside a tattoo shop Cardenas owned in Denver where she was killed.
Like no one you've ever met. Very gregarious, very friendly, but she was a very determined person.
She is survived by her 12-year-old child. Five people died in the shootings, including the alleged gunman. None have been identified by police officials. Denver has extended its order requiring people to wear face masks inside. That comes as the Omicron variant is taking hold in Colorado, drastically increasing the number of identified cases here. Denver's mask order is now in effect through February 3rd and applies to businesses and venues that cannot prove 95% of people inside are fully vaccinated. Other metro area counties are extending similar orders. A grass fire that ignited Monday in Littleton was fueled by strong wind. Evacuations have been lifted, but as CPR's Sam Brash reports, the flames stopped just a few feet from apartments near Chatfield State Park.
The only thing between the charred earth and where people live is a single bike path. Another reminder, not just of how climate change is driving fires later and later, but also of how grasslands and foothills are also part of the wildland-urban interface where residents face regular wildfire risks.
That's CPR's Sam Brash. Meanwhile, in western Colorado, it's been snowing, and that's brought Colorado's statewide annual snowpack up to the median for the state over the last 30 years. Storms dumped more than a foot in parts of the central and southern mountains overnight. Snow is expected again today and tomorrow. Right now in Denver, it's mostly sunny, and it's cloudy and snowing in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.